A reading from Matthew 8, 28-34. When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region.
There's a lot of things going on here that kind of run contrary to what one would expect. For example, the townspeople asking Jesus to get out of town. That's unexpected from my point of view. The other thing is, in a way, this is almost like the story of Jesus coming into a world that is filled with this spirit of darkness. It's not just in this one region. It's really it's a plague that has covered the entire world and is infiltrated into the hearts of men and women everywhere. And so when Jesus draws the demons out and they go into the pigs and rush into the sea, in a way, he is showing us the nature of his ministry.
Yeah, there's two things that really pop out to me that kind of would explain this. One is Jesus has impacted their economic stability. People lose all sense of religious propriety and mystery when everything is about their financial situation. And he's just sent demons into a herd that was a part of their livelihood. The reason I say that is there are a couple times when Paul casts a demon out of someone in his missionary journeys, and they throw him into prison and run him out of town because they were making money off of this person being possessed and being able to tell about the future. And so Jesus has touched their closest God, which was their financial well-being.
I just want to interject here, and it's so wonderful how you bring it right down to ground level in terms of the way they live or the way we live. I mean, you're not applying it to us, but that's something so obvious that it's very likely you'll just miss it.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. But then you can take it to the higher level too, which is interesting, is when you go to that region, you recognize that the valley that he was at, there was only one place where the boat landed that he could have been, because there's only one set of hills where tombs are carved out. The rock is only stable enough there. And up that valley is the area which is known as Decapolis, which was the most violent of all of the Roman outposts, because it was considered the edge of their kingdom. And they put their most violent people out there. And when you do research, you discover that the symbol that they wore on their armor was the symbol of a boar's head, which was a symbol of a territorial spirit, a demonic force that had been given up to that area. And so when Jesus casts the spirits into the pigs, the boars, and they run into the water, he's attacked the very spiritual fiber of that area. This is the kingdom of God clashing completely with the kingdom of darkness.
And unfortunately for the people, those boars were their livelihood, so they didn't want to. They said, "Get out of town.
Right.
You're ruining our way of life."
And so we get to see that on the practical level, we don't want our religion to put constraints on us financially, economically, because we have great confidence in our finance and our economics until they all go away. Then we have great confidence in God. But to show how the kingdom of darkness takes advantage of our weak spots in our lives, the things that we've put false confidence in, the kingdom of darkness will come in and in some ways empower those areas. They become strongholds. And so whenever we address those kinds of things, we're coming up against the kingdom of darkness.